You actually pierce my ears every time you do that. And it's not even that you've like a bad sounding voice or anything like that. It's just like the pitch of it really fucks with my head. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
It's I think it's because you hate me.
I mean, hate is a strong word.
Yes.
Like to argue with.
I've only...
That's what I would describe you as.
Sure. We're like an old married couple, Cuiva.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're like.
Cuiva, the listeners can't see that side eye.
Yeah, don't be throwing your dirty
looks. You know that video of your man trying to do the crispy flaky crust?
Yes, oh my god.
And she's like, just fucking say it, like, what's the problem? And he's like really struggling, and then it's her go, and she tries twice, and she fucks it up both times. I feel like me and Lizzie are both of those people.
Most definitely. That is the perfect, that's it, we found it. That is the description that best suits you both.
So funny.
And so, with that in mind, we have the joys today of you two trying to get through telling a story together again without killing each other.
We did such a... No, we did do a good
you
job.
You did a great
time.
Job last time.
Cuiva just kept on calling Helena. Helena!
Helena!
That was the only...
What is her fucking name? I still don't understand the problem.
Oh, yeah. Cuiva, her name is Helena.
Helena.
Yeah.
She was called Elena for a nickname. But you kept on calling her Helena. As if she's someone, like some Irish one from down the road. Helena.
Helena, no. Chantelina, Jolina. All right.
Fuck off, Tariq.
And I'm so excited to see how this goes because, yeah, we've done our notes and everything, but we had like a 2-minute conversation about how we're going to tie this in together. So, like...
It is going to be the best of all messes. I am so excited. I am ready.
Oh, a mess. A mess is what it is.
Dazzle me. Spectacular. Fancy. I don't know what the fuck this is. I'm not sure how to introduce it, so let's just dive in.
Okay, so we've decided that we're going to do another conspiracy theory.
Yes!
Because we've only got one of them, and to be fair, our other one's fucking hilarious.
Is it the one that Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind?
No, but I kind of believe
it. Is he apparently not blind?
Oh, it's a whole conspiracy theory.
He's like looked in their like direction, like it's like made eye contact. I was like, you shouldn't be able to do that if you're blind. I don't know. I'm not a specialist. I can't speak on behalf of the blind.
It's definitely just he learned how to go key for someone's face, like would be by the sound.
Definitely like a bat or something. Didn't
he just like a bat? But like, just Stevie Wonder opens his mouth and that's where their face is.
Sonar wonder. Oh my god, I'm actually having a fucking...
I should not have asked that question. I shouldn't have. I've just ruined us already for the rest of the episode.
Oh my god. I wish it was as spectacular and as real as that conspiracy definitely is. But no. We have decided to cover the conspiracy that Queen Elizabeth and members of the royal family are cannibals or vampires and that also take part in a hunt.
Oh my god.
Are you ready?
Oh, I am more than ready.
Okay. So we're going to go on to why some people think that there's some truth in this conspiracy.
Okay.
So the first being that, like, Queen Elizabeth II is the UK's longest reigning monarch ever, right? She's 91 years of age, but she still conducts around 330 official engagements every year. I'm sorry, I'm 23. That would knacker me out. Never mind a 91-year-old biddy, so I don't know how she does it. Somebody explain it to me, because I don't understand.
It's them good German genes.
Did you are, probably. But even, like, people that have met her, like, 30 years ago said that her longevity and vitality astounded them then. So let alone people that have met her now when she's 90. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's running ragged around people and they can't get over it. And so in 1973, a cultural philosopher called Hubert Humdinger That's his actual name.
Hubert Humdinger.
That is the man's actual name. I'm embarrassed.
I want her to knight him so I can hear her say that name.
Knight him? She'll probably fucking cut his head off with that sword. The shit that this man talks about her. One swipe. Gone. Because I tell you, she probably has the strength enough to do it if she is a vampire.
One's hand appears to have slipped.
Take the fucking neck off him. Oh my god, no. Vision. So, he published an article describing how when he first met her, she was packed with more energy than the sun. And he further explains that she maintains her remarkable vibrancy through a dark habit. And by that, poor old Hubie Hum declares that she must eat human flesh to be so vivacious. His words.
I'm struggling already. But I'm going to go along with it. Like, do tell me more. I'm going to believe it for the sake of this episode.
Right, believe,
I'm in for it.
Believe fucking Hubie now for the moment, right? Because he's not the only one in these claims. So financial advisor Jim Willey strongly believes that the Queen is a child-killing Satanist. I feel like that's... just BT Dubs. I feel like because I could possibly get extradited back to the UK and like be murdered for treason. I don't believe a word of this. Lizzie, girl.
Liz, I am in fact a big name. Fan. Big fan of you and your corks. So...
Big fan. Leave me alone, please. So Jim assures that his claims are true and states that there are several separate reports of groups of children going missing any time the Queen has visited Canada. And apparently now there is proof to this that, like, Queen is going to get into more detail on it, on her part of the story. But there is kind of a little bit of truth to that.
Okay.
There's some shady shit going on with this. So he's like, this is like definitive proof.
There's nobody like, questioning there's something Philip that's not this, right. Like...
Oh, wait till I wait.
Okay,
till
good. Good. I'm glad.
Wait till I get on to Philip. And a man called William. Oh shit, I thought I didn't write his name down. I did. I was like, oh, I'm so dumb. His name is William Combs, and I just thought I said, like, wrote Combs as a C-O-M-E-S. I just couldn't read my own writing. I was like, where's William coming to? What?
Or in.
I fucked him. So he claims to have witnessed the Queen kidnap 10 kids from the residential Catholic school that he was attending back in 1964. So he claims when he was a child there, the Queen came to pay a visit, which I don't know if she went to see any orphanages. I don't fucking know. I don't even think the Queen is a Catholic, so I don't know why she'd be going to a Catholic residential school. Anyway, that's not my business.
Yeah.
But apparently he's seen her, like, and her guards take out a group of kids, and they just never came back. And there was no news of it, like, oh, these kids have been adopted, and they've gone to so-and-so's family. There was no word. They just up and disappeared, and nobody heard anything from them ever again. Now, I'm not saying that is true, and I'm not saying it's not true, but, like...
Suspish.
It's just... It's odd.
Suspicious.
It's a bit odd.
So there's like records of these 10 children being there and then nothing about where they went.
Not records that I could find. Just
right.
A word of said William that said that he was at this school.
Yeah. I'll come back to him later on.
Yeah.
We're circling.
I'm desperately trying not to call him a crackpot. I really am. I'm in. No, I believe this. Okay, right, continue.
Right, you're on William's side for now.
I'm taking Willie's side.
So another report comes from an anonymous soldier that apparently worked in Windsor Castle in the 1970s. And like, if people don't know, Windsor Castle is just basically where the Queen kips it, basically. You know, like, that's her gaff.
Kips it.
So the soldier claimed to have found a secret freezer hidden in the castle kitchen. And when he opened it, he was confronted by the sickening sight of human remains consisting of arms, legs and random meat chunks that he knew weren't from an animal. But I swear to God, I'm not being funny, right? She has the entirety of Windsor Castle.
Yeah.
I'm sure the place has dungeons. Why would you keep a freezer in the kitchen?
I was thinking
where one
the
of, like,
same thing.
The grandkids come like, oh, I'm going to go get a pizza. Nan, what the fuck is this? It's a leg. Like, I can't see that happening.
I don't know what I enjoy more, the thought of Liz having like a random leg and arm in her freezer, or the thought of her going to Aldi and picking up oven pizzas. Like...
I forget who I'm speaking about. These kids don't do anything for themselves either. What the fuck am I talking about, lazy little pricks? Like, they're definitely not doing a thing.
Gran, will you make us a couple of chicken nuggies there, Lil? Oh my god.
But alas, conspiracy theorists say that this is proof that the Queen and Prince Philip.
Philip?
And perhaps the entire royal family consume human flesh in order to prolong their existence more than like the natural limits would let them. Because I'm not being smart. Philip, right? How is the man still standing?
Yeah,
you take one look at him. You know, the Hoor is a spitting image of Nosferatu, right? How is he walking?
I
know he caused an accident there a while ago, but I feel like
the fact that he's still
the
alive.
The ground is not where the man should be roaming. Miracle.
He looks like a reanimated corpse, and I'm not entirely convinced that he's not a reanimated corpse.
He looks like, so, you know, in kids' movies when like the rats go inside the body and like make them move? That's what he looks like.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what movie that is, but I feel like that definitely fucking happened.
No.
Was that not?
I think I definitely know the one you're talking.
Family Guy, and it was cats?
You know,
I think Family Guy took the piss out of this.
Possibly.
Film. Oh, was that? Alright, okay. Oh no, it wasn't. It was Rick and Morty that happened in. Rick and Morty, crazy cat lady died. The cat's like,
yes.
Kept her going.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. It was Rick and Morty.
Why do I feel like...
I don't know.
Do you know what it probably
was? He looks like a dead body that's been like, moved around by little small animals, basically.
It's the
swans. No, 100%. But this is like, a lot of people think that he's way older. Like way, way, way older.
Like centuries.
Than he says he is. Like centuries old, exactly. And like he's kind of coming towards the end of his cycle in a way. That's why he's starting to like wither and like show his age. So, but and like if he's like still a lot older than Lizzie, just say like that's why she still like looks as kind of young
he's
as she
like
does, but she's still
petrifying.
As lively. So
you know, like the
she
fucking,
has more life.
And the Volturi in Twilight, you know how they're like,
yeah,
get all rotten and like paper. Petrified and disgusting.
They get more pesky.
They basically petrify. That's what happens to them if they don't move for long enough. They can just turn to dust.
All I can think of, and I unfortunately think Lizzie is the only one that will know what the fuck I'm on about. Oh no, you wouldn't. You haven't watched it all. Fuck.
What?
Full Metal Alchemist, Pride, but you don't know what I'm on about because you haven't watched it all. And I'm like, that's all I could see, and now I'm like, Phil is a fucking homunculus. Any of our listeners that know Full Metal Alchemist, you know what the fuck I'm on about. It's probably no one. It's probably just me. Phil's a homunculus. That's all I'm saying.
I will do some deep dive research and will probably come to the same conclusion.
Philosopher's stones are involved.
That's all we're saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like definitely right. I'm 100% correct and I will have no arguments about it.
That you will not get any arguments from me.
Okay, moving forward. I just move it on to my own conspiracy theory in the middle of a conspiracy.
You just started off a new trend. So, Lizzie and Philip apparently weren't the only members of the royal family to dabble in some form of cannibalism or consuming blood or, you know, human remains. Now, obviously, we know that the current royals aren't related to the royals back in, like, medieval period.
Mm-hmm.
They're not related at all. No. But it was still, like, a trend with the royals to consume some nasty shit.
I mean, that I'd believe.
So, and there is actually, this is kind of where a lot of them are saying, well, there's a lot of truth to this. Because this all actually did happen. Like, what these people did that I'm going to explain now in a second. Like, this has all been documented. You can find out a load of information about this. Like, a lot of deep dive have been done by like historians and philosophers. So basically, lecturer Lewis Noble, historian Dr. Richard Suggs, and anthropologist Beth Conklin, Beth, sort your name out, I don't know what that is, anyway, have done extensive research on how Europeans in both the old world, so the old world meaning like medieval era,
okay,
and the new world meaning Victorian era, would consume human remains for medicinal purposes, known as corpse medicine. And it was very, very popular among British royals.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, like fucking Elizabeth Bathory, the skull and the blood of a non-sulfur of epilepsy. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. So Queen Elizabeth's predecessors, William III and Queen Mary, both took potions containing ground up human skulls. So they'd have it like mixed in like an elixir for good health.
Yes.
Do kind of like a tonic. And Charles II was also a fan of these potions, but decided to add a little bit of spice because he decided to get mummies from Egypt and grind up that and added
it's
in.
Fucking dirt bird.
And this is that, right? This sounds so disgusting. Sick, right? But this is an actual fact and not a lie. 80% of the mummies that were stolen from Egypt all went up the fucking Victorians' noses. They snorted that many bodies because they thought it was like for medicinal purposes. Yeah. 80% of the bodies that were recovered from Egypt.
I thought they ate them like jerky.
No, I feel like that's a lot more fun to think.
Yeah.
But I think they grind them up and they
mix them into a paste.
And I would like sprinkle in a tonic.
Well, you'd want to hope that the fucking mummies were covered in a fair amount of cocaine for that to be of any fucking benefit to you.
I mean, I weren't anyway. The Victorians are big cokeheads and fucking on their opioids and shit.
Oh yeah.
Well, like apparently that's why Tutankhamun.
They're out for a good time.
He's such a big deal is because he's one of the few that actually survived their fucking bullshit.
Well, yeah,
because
no one's going to snort that fucking bow-legged cripple for good health, are they?
They couldn't find him. He was one of the few that they couldn't find. So.
I mean, that's what they say now.
Yeah, I feel like somebody did like an I was like, did you snort King Tut? And like, no, what? So they've just pretended he's been lost, but in reality, he's gone up some.
Oh my god, he wasn't
fat publisher fat royal's nose.
He wasn't actually bow legged at all, they just replaced him with like some random fucking peasant.
Yeah. Can you imagine? So when mummies became too hard to come across, Charles II would often hire people to rob graves and gather up the blood of recently executed prisoners. So he could have a bit of fleck of that in his elixir. And even when Charles himself was beheaded, I don't know, because they were always at that for whatever fucking reason. The people that attended the execution actually mopped up all his blood and kept it because they said that his blood contained properties that would kind of have like potent spiritual and medicinal healing.
Is that due to all of the other bodies that he had already consumed? So they were like consuming the power of the man who consumed all the power?
You can see it like that, or it could just be the fact that he came from royal stock, so there has to be something special about this man. So you could take it from either side, but I feel like it to be relevant to this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for like he's a mighty powerful vampire and people just wanted all that shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
This is true.
Just for it to fit in for here. Now, Victorians were just odd.
Yeah.
Same with the people from the medieval period. Like, they were pissing in gravy pots and everything, so we knew they were mental.
I think there was no Netflix back then, so they had to have been bored.
I mean, very true. But as for why Queen Elizabeth is into all this vampy bullshit, it's claimed that all this activity can be contributed to one ancestor. 15th century Prince of Wokaleum. I didn't say that right. We're gonna say Wokaleum. Yeah. Anyway, Vlad the Impaler.
Ah!
They're actually related. Weirdly. And that's actually factual.
Oh my god.
So if anybody is unfamiliar with who exactly Vlad the Impaler is, so he was actually a ruthless leader of Romania during the 15th century and who had a fondness for torture and bloodshed. So, you know, great man, to be honest. Actually, would have loved to have been pals. Just to see how much of an order he was, like, to be honest. So much so that on June 17, 1462, it has been recorded that Vlad and his army slaughtered the Ottoman army, and by night, 20,000 prisoners were impaled. And just to paint like a beautiful, vivid picture for all our listeners that do not know what the art of impaling is, because that's what it was an art form.
Truly.
You would basically oil up a wooden stake and kind of shove it up an ane and then hoist said stake up, and you would slowly like inch down, and it would take fucking hours and it would be painful, but he managed to do it in a way that they wouldn't like pierce any vital organs straight away. So this man had it down to a craft. So it's like, how many before this did he do to have it down to such a fine expert fucking teeth?
So bad
that he was able to do that.
I mean, to earn the nickname of the Impaler. And nobody else in history has been the Impaler since or before.
No. And it's reported that Vlad would also dip the bread. Right, to say he was out like fucking after massacred a load of people, he would take a snack with him basically. So he'd have a lump of bread and he'd literally wipe it in the blood of his enemies and eat it afterwards, because he said he wanted to take a piece of their life with him. So like he was consuming their life force. And when the Ottomans found this out, and the fucking, what do you call them? The Saxons, when they found this out as well, they practically shit themselves. They're like, this man is mental. And then, like, they were enemies of his country anyway, but they basically send out, like, little whispers that your man, he was a flesh eater, and that he was basically son of the devil, even though Vlad, the yolk around his name is related to a dragon. I don't know where people got fucking, anyway, I'm not going to go into that, it just annoys me, and I get too invested, but anyway. So he was actually then the inspiration behind Dracula. So Bram Stoker, that's where it came from. It came from Vlad the Impaler. So because even Charles himself did an interview with the BBC, and he said that he is actually a descendant of Vlad the Impaler, because they were doing a genealogy report and it came back that his great-grandmother is a descendant of one of his two sons, and then joked and laughed on camera and said, oh, well, I suppose now technically I have a stake, haha, in the claim to Transylvania. And we're like, Charles, there's a time and a place, huh? I mean, like, that was a very funny joke. I feel like that was... But, and because of all of that, so all these kids going missing, her, like, predecessors being into some weird corpsey shit, but that they're just the Victorians, they're a separate entity on their own, they're fucking weird. But the fact, the big emphasis is on Vlad. And, like, is this, like, a family secret that was passed down? Because I know he did reign for a little bit, and then, you know, he was eventually, like, murdled. But he was very fucking successful when he did rule.
Oh, yeah.
And because she's the longest reign of monarch that the UK have, there's, like, is there some correlation between, like, a power and success that you can drive from it, not even necessarily the longevity of your life? But if there's some kind of satanic element to it as well, that you're kind of making a deal with the devil, so I'm going to do all this dark shit, I'm going to send all these souls to you because I'm consuming their flesh, so obviously they're going to die, so in return I want luck, I want wealth, is basically the picture for that.
It might not be wrong, because I mean, like, on Vlad the Impaler, part of the, as you were saying, he was the inspiration behind Dracula, and part of the reason that Dracula is able to turn into a bat is because allegedly, we stress allegedly because I don't know how much truth is behind it, but when he was facing the Ottoman army, he supposedly stood on a hill at sunset, and as the sun set, a swarm of bats flew over Vlad's army.
Yeah.
And the Ottomans fucking shat themselves because they assumed that Vlad and his army had turned into the bats.
Which is fucking hilarious.
But maybe they did. Maybe they had some fucking deal going on where they were like, you know what? If you give us some fucking transformation powers and all of this other shit, they can have all of our souls, mate.
Go for it, hon.
But that is, yeah, that's my absolute favourite fucking Vlad the Impaler story. Shouldn't be that fond of him, considering he was an absolute monster, but kind of am.
I mean, considering, but, you know, like I said, we like a bad boy.
It's impressive. You got to appreciate the graft. You just do.
And if 20,000 prisoners were impaled in a single night,
that's dedication.
That's hard graft. Do you know what I mean?
Like, imagine even just making 20,000 chicken skewers in one night. Take a fucking lifetime.
That's very true.
You have to make sure it's oiled enough and that it's put in the right position that they don't die straight away. Because I think they had to strap their arms and their legs to horses first so they could, like, ram it up there and then, like, pop the stake up. So, like, to have that be so well organized,
and then these cunts are not going to be staying still the whole time you're doing it, so
as if no, like, appreciate the grind, that's all I'm gonna say.
It's impressive. Don't need to see it repeated, it's fine in history, but it's impressive.
Yeah, I don't need to see it in my eye line, like, I don't want to see it happen. But at the same time, I would have, like...
I mean, if someone wants to... I'd love to be able to talk to
someone that was there. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, what was it like?
Yeah. Seance. You know what I mean? Seance vibes.
It's a fucking no for me. Please, get out of my life.
No, we will, because we are going to make friends with your friend.
Exactly. Which friend? We have a Romanian connection.
I don't know if we can say her name, because I don't know if she wants to.
I thought you were talking about one of her ghosty friends, and I was like, get the fuck away.
I don't have ghost friends.
Nobody has ghost friends.
I'm haunted. Well, I know they're not my friends.
That's what I mean. Is that I was like, I'm not. I thought that's what you meant. But yeah, Oh, guys, I don't want to do a seance. Like, I'm going to get fucking haunted.
Maybe it's what you deserve.
It's okay. We'll be going with said Romanian friend. And by her reason and delight and power of Jesus Christ, we'll keep you safe. You'll be grand.
Yeah. I feel like we definitely couldn't say that in a seance because, like, we do not believe. So I feel like God, if he was, we'd just be like, ha ha! This is when you get cunt, and then just like let us get possessed.
We literally be smited, fucking smote AF.
God himself comes
pimp
down
by the hand of God, like
to say the power of Christ compels you. That's like, that's the most powerful one you're going to get. It's not even a crucifix; it's his own son on the cross, and he just smacks us with it,
batters you with Jesus in his ultimate form,
the final boss.
Mine is similar to Lizzie's. It's just there's a slightly different twist to it. So as Lizzie was saying, that she's reigned longer than any other living monarch. She's ruled for over 65 years, and in that time she's outlasted 13 prime ministers and 12 US presidents, travelled over 1 million miles on official visits to 106 countries, and she's just peppy as fuck all the time, basically. So there's a couple of theories. First one being that she's a shape-shifting alien reptile, which I just can't even
But I feel like if you're a shape-shifting alien reptile, why would you choose to look like that?
Please.
Not that there's anything wrong with the way she looks.
Liz was a bit of stuff in her young years.
Do you think so?
Lizzie
was,
the lizard.
She's a good looking woman. Yes.
Yeah. I have called myself that. I'm talking about
Elizabeth,
games, and you're only making
the fucking
this
queen being an alien reptile.
It's the same name.
It's the same name.
Obviously,
you dumbass. No,
I'm just making that. Maybe that's if I was a fucking lizard, I would call myself Elizabeth so I can be like Lizzie, and then just funny like. Anyways.
Okay, monster high. Calm down.
it's funny. Anyways, so according to British conspiracy theorist David, I'm not sure how to say his name. I think it's Ike.
David Ike. No, yeah, that is his name.
So he promotes an Illuminati theory that says that the royal family descends from a line of humans that mated with alien reptile creatures, and this is how they've attained their power. So she's not really she's not a full bred, like, she's a half breed reptile, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
I was under the assumption that the Illuminati were humans, but they were just a super powerful secret society.
I think there's multiple
different,
like,
an alien race.
As in that they're the lizard people, but are they also, you know?
Yeah.
So this man,
we always keep coming back to the fucking reptilians, don't we?
This man, he claims that certain members of the elite, such as Queen Elizabeth, are Anunnaki.
Mm-hmm. Ah, we're back at the see, look. We're only getting further and further to proving that the Anunnaki are real, guys.
They're super real.
That they're basically a band of reptile humanoids, and they are, you know, world leaders, public figures, celebrities, etc. And that they are responsible, he claims, for 9/11, the Holocaust, etc.
So all life's atrocities.
Yeah, all comes down to the lizard people. So, yeah.
So Hitler was a reptilian?
Maybe he wasn't, but maybe, you know, People.
They helped orchestrate, like, put stuff in.
They might have been fucking Joseph Goebbels, etc. You know.
Whisper campaign.
Your man doing all the experiments on the twins and shit, maybe was him. Anyways.
Yeah.
Fucking Mengele. Yeah. Monster of all monsters.
Tramp.
We won't get into him because we'll get heated, but let it be known.
I'm already heated just at the mention of his fucking name. I hate him more than anyone I've ever hated in my life.
Yeah.
A fucking serial killer with a license. But we shall move on. We're not going to do this. Not today, Satan.
No.
Not today,
we can do
reptilian.
A medical monster episode at one point if people are interested in it, because by Christ, there is loads of them.
Oh, so many. Okay. Like a shocking amount. But yeah.
Along with the theory that the Queen is a reptile humanoid thing, there's also a theory, as Lizzie said, that she is a Satanist cannibal. And I was thinking, as I read this, was that maybe she's not technically a cannibal, but maybe she is a reptile and she's just eating people to sustain herself, but people think she's a person, so they're like, she's a cannibal. Do you get me?
I mean, that makes perfect
sense. I thought so.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, so she's, it can't be cannibalism.
She's
not
technically a cannibal because she's an alien reptile thing eating people.
Yeah.
But if she's a hybrid and she's half reptile.
Yeah, true.
Then it's what, like, can you say that's partially cannibalism?
Petit cannibalism?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, add a French twist to it because that always makes it sound better.
More fancy.
Yeah. But aren't the reptilians supposed to like live in the sewers and shit?
I mean, that's probably the old school version.
It's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, it's like real life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's real life. These are real reptilians.
Be fucking realistic, Savannah. Obviously.
God.
Okay.
I was going to say, the others probably do, but the ones that are allowed to have skin suits don't. There's probably... Yeah, because there's going to be dumb fuck reptilians.
I feel like they're all in Florida.
Florida man is a reptilian.
Yeah.
It is just one man in many skin suits.
They're just ones that have gone fucking crazy, stealing skin people suits and losing their rocket, or like running themselves because they like don't know how to act. When they're not in the sewers.
I'm sorry, but some of them probably are royal family. Do you remember that guy that was whatever his name was, and he was like so ridiculously disabled, and he was like a French king or something?
Oh, he had like,
and he had like no blood in his body, and his brain was like the shriveled size of a walnut, and like
he had like a really cleft chin.
His
like
blood was
really,
black,
really weak.
His heart was like a raisin. That guy.
Right, it's gonna. Right, I'm just gonna ask.
His brain was a walnut. His heart was a raisin. The fuck is he? A fucking Waldorf salad?
He literally was shriveled. It's disgusting. I think they
Google. Quiva, can you not interrupt me? I'm trying to speak to my Google.
Okay.
Well, answer me. Why is she being a bitch?
A bitch?
Not you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my Google.
Okay, Google. Why are you being a bitch?
Google. Tell me the name of the deformed prince. Charles II of Spain. There we go. And he had a very weak chin.
He didn't have a weak chin. He had one of those that stick out.
Sorry, Google just won't shut the fuck up. She was very excited to tell me all about this decrepit prince. 2 seconds. Shut up. There we go.
Yeah. Anyways, my point is that maybe they're all royal and just some of them came out funny because they didn't meld into the human body properly.
They didn't hatch right. Oh my God, somebody sat on their egg while they were still like... them and like when they were still so
push the soft spot of the egg.
Oh, it's actually a sin though that's how inbred they were, like. And the worst thing is that they actually wanted to marry him off to his cousin.
Yeah, the big googly eyes.
But he died before she could, and she was so fucking happy because they were like, oh, he's inbred, let's make him be more inbred. He only had like half a ball or something as well to make it worse. I swear, I'm not even joking.
What chance did he even have?
He was really
his
like...
She just would have like dust. Suffocated him, be like, oh, he choked on his own spit. Oh, God bless him. You know what he was like.
He was really malformed, like, I'm not even joking. Like, nothing in his body worked properly.
Yeah, I think it's a miracle that they were saying he actually lived to the age that he got to. Like, he should have kind of died, like, from infancy, like this.
They literally said that his head was full of water.
Past.
To quote, full of water. Please.
Look,
okay.
All right, okay, I get it. I get that it's to preserve the bloodline, right? I understand. You wanna preserve your bloodline, keep it strong and powerful. And if that's the kind of weak sauce that you're getting out of it, would you not sit back and go, hey, maybe we should stop fucking our aunts, uncles and sisters? Like,
maybe it would be good if we brought in one of the girls that's in the fucking milking parlour, because she'll be nice and strong and sturdy and we'll have normal kids.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe not strong. She probably has TB. But like...
Look, weak lungs is not a definition of a lack of strength.
From one asthmatic to another, we shall say, because I'm weak as a fucking kitten when I cannot breathe. So.
But we have strong childbearing hips, Lizzie. And that's what matters.
That's true.
Imagine Charles II with gammy ankles on top of everything.
Man, was he not like actually falling on his ankles? Like he couldn't walk. Oh, stop laughing at cripples, Quiva.
I'm laughing at you.
Yeah, so stop laughing at cripples, Quiva.
So.
Says the one.
There.
We'll not get into about how you fall at every given opportunity. Don't be attacking me, please. I've not once been wrong in this claim, and don't you dare try to take.
No, you're not wrong at all. I'm very clumsy.
There you go. Thank you. As you have already
further proving that Lizzie and Quiva are not reptilians because they're useless, and that's a human trait. So moving on with the reptilians.
Okay, so There are a couple of reasons as to why Queen Elizabeth would eat human flesh. Okay?
Okay.
One being, obviously, maybe she's a reptile alien thing. That's fine. So, second would be that, as Lizzie said, that human flesh is considered to have an abundance of spiritual energy and nutrients, which would, you know, give her youthfulness, etc. Which also feeds into the conspiracy sounding, that whole adrenochrome thing. I don't know if you heard about that. But basically, that's...
No.
Celebrities and the liberal elite have a secret child trafficking ring, and they extract a drug called...
Adrenochrome, yes,
from the children. Yeah. Some theories claim that blood is drained from children who are kept at farms and tortured, and that the blood is extracted in a lab and sold to celebrities, and they put it on like face cream and inject it into themselves, etc., etc.
Like, do you remember when all the celebrities were putting up selfies of getting those blood facials, where apparently like they took their own blood and all that? Apparently, no, it's like the blood of a child, like their fucking next door neighbor's toddler or some shit like that, not their own. Because I'm sure Beverly Hills are absolutely so gee with doing that, you know?
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, look, absolutely do believe there's a pedo ring, but not sure if I believe in the child blood farm.
Child sacrilegious shit.
Yeah.
Or not sacrilegious. Anyway, regardless of what we're fucking calling it, 100% agree. Definitely like pedo.
Yeah.
Just not like murdo.
Not, yeah. Pedo, not bleedo.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so and the other last final reason she would do this is because of her position in power, and that it makes her feel even more powerful as queen. And there's actually a history of this in royalty in Europe. So, as Izzy said, with the whole cannibalism thing that the royalty were doing back, you know, with the mummies, etc.
Yeah.
That they were eating people and things, you know, just being disgusting. Members of European royalty, government officials and highly placed clergy are said to have taken part in human hunting parties, during which they released, then tracked down and killed naked children. So, don't know why they had to be naked, honestly, because...
Don't know why they'd have to be children.
I think it's because the younger the life force...
That's where it comes from. So if you're older, your life force is kind of expiring. But so if you take a child, where just say you're presuming their life expectancy is going to be at least till 8 years of age. If you're taking them at like 3 and 4, they have a lot longer time as opposed to like someone that's in their 30s or their 40s.
Like, you're working on the assumption that everyone has like 70 years of life. So if you take someone who's 50, you're only getting an extra 20.
And that you could actually take those hours.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, I didn't really look at it like that, to think of it that way. Like, you could literally take someone's ears for real.
So this is all... I got all this off, like, conspiracy websites. So I'm not saying any of this is even real or true. But, like...
Oh, yeah. These are all off Crackpot Nuts.
Yeah, so... Anyways.
I mean, it's not the most far-fetched thing in the world.
I mean,
to think
not, I'm not saying I don't believe it.
The elite would hunt humans for sport.
You know, if you're super rich and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was...
So...
There was a... Bob's Burgers. It happened in Bob's Burgers.
So, teens and children were stripped naked, hunted down in the woods and killed by European royals, according to an eyewitness who testified in the common law of court of justice in Brussels. I didn't look up any of the records to make sure that even happened, but I'm going to say it did, because that's what they fucking said it did.
I'm not being funny. I would assume it did.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some stuff that, like, maybe even not like necessarily like you're talking about a king or a prince, but I feel like there was definitely some shady nobles that had money and that were just absolutely like sick and twisted.
Yeah.
And would like pay, not even necessarily kids, but I feel like pay
their
and like kidnap and like young girls and stuff like that, and then set them off running in the woods and be like, oh, who can shoot them first type thing.
Yeah, I can definitely see it happening.
I feel like I've seen it somewhere that it did.
There
and it cannot.
An episode of like CSI or Criminal Minds or one of those about it.
No,
but
it
was like a paintball thing, and then one of them fell down a hole.
No, this one, I think, was it
it
was sex workers that they took. Like, a load of sex workers just went missing from And like, it wasn't any of this, going to sound terrible, none of the fancy sex workers. So the ones that would have been in like boudoirs and stuff like that, it was like ones that would have been like literally on the street corner,
the street
a load of them went missing. Yeah, and then were found in the woods with like riddled with bullets, and it was all like on near the property of like a big estate.
Holy shit.
It was something like I'll dig more into it and I'll forward it on to you, but it was mental.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so, like I said, I'm not gonna sit here and be like there's no way it happened. But all I want to know was what was your man doing lurking in the woods in Brussels that he witnessed it in the first place? What was he doing?
Flashing his bits.
It was just like having a spectacular tree wank and just happened to see this running by.
Imagine you did actually see that.
Yeah, unless you're someone you like maybe escaped.
Well, maybe.
Like got away.
I don't know, like maybe your man, like, did they have toilets back then? Props not, like he might have just gone for a shit.
They might have had outhouses, but yeah, if you're like too poor to even afford an outhouse, then yeah, he might have just been shitting in the woods like a bear.
Yeah, wipe your arse with a dock leaf, do you know what I mean?
Because he wouldn't have been hunting at night. Or he was just out burying his own fucking bodies.
Oh no, lads, I'm not, this isn't back in the day. This is in like 2004.
Oh, what? Oh! Then really, what was he doing lurking in the woods at night?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a woman that... I'm saying maybe she was part of the hunting party and maybe she fucking escaped. And she got away. Like, they didn't get her.
She might have been dogging either.
It's the fact that it's like, it was claimed as a witness and not a survivor.
Yeah.
Do you get me? It's the wording of it that makes me feel like it was an onlooker.
But maybe they can't say she's a survivor because what about if it got found out, like, where she was?
Yeah,
they can come back and get her.
This is also very true. Who are we to know, honestly? Okay. Listen, Madam Brussels, if you happen to be listening and haven't been re-hunted, do give us a shout and let us know.
I mean, but if you have, I'm sure in our next seance.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Find you.
We'll swing by Brussels on our way back from Romania.
Yeah, exactly. Look, round trip. We'll be fine.
Sorted.
This woman was the fourth eyewitness to give accounts about these human hunting parties of the global elite, which is the Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult Network. They need to get a shorter name, first
That's
of all.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult Network. NCSCSC. Anyways.
Ninth Circle. What were the first eight circles?
God fucking knows. Like, I mean, I don't even want to think about it. I'd like say it's probably like...
The circles of hell or...
It could be ninth generation. So like as soon as the original, like... They might only let in a certain amount of people and then like once they all die off they add in more maybe. Possibly. That's just my...
I feel like because fucking sacrificial thing they're going to be doing in the name of the devil, so it only makes sense that it's like got to do with the circles of hell. That's just my opinion, because it's either 8 or 7, or it could be 8 or 9, but no, there's 9 circles, because I remember there's a thing where they wanted to make like there's 9 circles, so but I think each circle has a different meaning and a different
landscape
way of like punishment.
Yeah
so it could be got to do with that.
Yeah,
the people who are sent to the Ninth Circle are people who have
betrayed the trust
of someone or something close and special.
So children.
Well, that just makes sense. So if you were to
I mean it does. It does actually make sense. Watch us slowly starting to believe this. We're like, I'm in it.
Yeah. So, anyways. A former member of the Netherlands criminal drug syndicate known as Octopus testified that victims were obtained for these human hunting parties from juvenile detention centres in Belgium and Holland.
Oh, so they just took all the little bastard kids. I'm like, oh, no one's going missing. That's sad.
So it's kind of grim here for like one quote, but anyways. In 2004, I was an involuntary witness to torture, rape and murder sessions of drug children performed for a group of high-ranked people of the Netherlands, stated a woman. I was taken to a hunting party in Belgium close to Brussels where I saw two boys and a girl ages 14 to 16, fucking hell, hunted and killed by global elite. The whole human hunting party was heavily guarded by the Netherlands Royal Guards and I was told that King Albert of Belgium was present. So...
What the fuck's your problem?
So it's kind of like, I'm more so saying that it's like, it's something that's being said to have happened like... Not just like in England, like it's happening
over the world.
Across the world, like with the royalty, because they're all related anyway. So It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Four eyewitnesses confirmed that as children and youths, they were forced to attend human hunting parties where they and older children were assaulted and some were killed. So basically they left some survivors, according to this.
Jesus.
Which makes sense because they probably thought that like they'll never come forward because they'll be fucking terrified.
And who's going to believe them?
Yeah. Like, if someone told me
and
this, I'd be like...
if they did come forward, yeah, they sure. could probably... Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine? I come to you and I'm like, lads, you'll never fucking believe it. I've just come back from the woods. Angie Merck was fucking off chasing me. She was on horseback, baiting around with a rifle. I barely made it out with my life. First of all, you wouldn't believe me because as if I would make it away alive. But secondly...
The thought of you running.
Yeah. Honestly. I think I would actually just lay down and just be like, go on then, shoot me. But like, yeah, you wouldn't believe me. Like, there's no way you would.
No.
And yeah, then, no, to be fair, I would be like, what?
I would think you were just having some sort of a mental break, like, do you know? You would, though. You'd think, okay, they finally lost it.
On point. Yeah.
Do you know?
Definitely. Like, on brand, wouldn't blame you for thinking that.
No.
But like, yeah, even if you did come forward then and someone did believe you and you got to take it to trial, they could just buy their way out of it, like.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're reading about it but and we're laughing well, about it on a fucking podcast on conspiracy theories, like. Do you know?
But like, as well, if you think of it, what about, you know, the way you said they took kids from like reform schools and from like juvenile detention centres? Mm. There's not to say any of these kids that have been taken, like if they were taken, didn't have actual like existing mental issues anyway. So even if they were taken and some were set free, like Usher.
Lazy.
That one, there's something wrong with her anyway. You're
fucking
not going to
bang
it.
On. Bang on. They probably went for the ones that were specifically like delusional and aggressive and whatever. Like,
well, the people who don't have any sort of platform. Do you know? Like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but even like, even if they weren't in fucking.
Of sound mind anyway.
Yeah.
So if one of them did escape, it's like, well, sure, there's no need to cut a loose end because...
They won't be believed.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean.
Anyway,
like,
it's like, oh, well, you're a runaway. You're after having some sort of psychotic break.
Yeah.
Up your meds. This
sure,
never
you
happened.
Sure, you were in the asylum for delusions anyway. Of course they did. Come on, Barbara, get back in your room.
Sure, it's like you're one who escaped from that freak out in, like, Arizona or wherever he was. She got away from him after 3 days in his toy box. Do you remember that one? And her husband didn't believe her. The guards didn't believe her. They just thought she was off having an affair and then turns out she was telling the truth the whole time. Do you know, like, nobody's going to believe something bizarre like that because it's like, that doesn't happen. Even though it does.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yeah. That was it, yeah. Wasn't she, like, naked in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Pulled up and they were just like, sure, Jan.
She couldn't remember what had happened to her, like, for 3 days but her husband was like, you know. And I can see where he was coming through from too because you'd be like, okay, yeah, sure. You know,
yeah, of course you don't remember. We definitely need to do the toy box at some point because
like on my list.
Awful.
The tapes,
it's one of the ones that really fucked me up. But anyways,
me too, but yeah, moving forward with fun back to fun.
This part isn't fun.
As fun as
so
child sacrifice can get.
Yeah, so fun. So anyways,
alleged, the word alleged.
Oh yeah, I'm not trying to get extradited anywhere. No, it's all alleged.
So, yeah, these young people and children were, you know, some of them were like sexually assaulted and some of them were killed. God, I don't know how to say this. This is too... Anyways.
Just say it, Queen. You've said often, like, worse on
this
podcast.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a lighthearted episode and I'm always the one who goes too fucking grim. But anyways...
And this was my choice.
If you can pull it back afterwards,
I can. Yeah. Okay. So
then you're fine. Move on.
Some of the children that were killed and the young people that were killed were boys, and these boys would have their penises cut off. And allegedly, there's a Dutch countryside palace where the boys' penises were displayed like trophies on a wall. And I'm picturing is, you know, the deers with like the plaque around them and the head.
Yep, that's exactly.
I'm just picturing that, but like mean ones with just a little peen hanging off it.
Yeah, but it's just gonna look like a cocktail sausage. Like, what? Like, it's not decorative.
It's not. But at the same time,
what did the, like
dead animals? I don't.
You could have built something from it, not just displayed on a wall. Like, you could have built like a little peen shrine or like I don't know, a fucking statue of some sort.
Ed Gein, if he was the other way around, definitely would have done something fantastic with
them.
Yeah. Like, of course he would have.
Because aren't they just going to kind of like...
You could make them into little door handles or anything, like.
How did they preserve the... Oh my god.
Alright, oh no way. Do you know the things that you put on your fucking skirting board when you don't want the door to hit off the wall?
Can you imagine a cat reaching his little paw over and...
Oh my god. Or like, you know those little, like, you know the switches? That like flick up and down rather than like press on.
The really old school ones, like the flick, flop.
That you flick up and down.
Why do I feel like a clitoris would be far more effective than a tiny penis at that point? But like,
I mean, it would be, but sometimes you've got to be with like, it's about the style.
Honestly.
Rather than if.
Make yourself like. Like
vintage era.
Exactly, like a nice coat hanger. You know, the freestanding ones.
You know how like, oh, you know those fancy like curtain pullbacks that have like the tassels at the bottom?
Oh yeah.
But it's all just little dicks.
Yeah. Like threaded together.
See.
Or do you know like the lining of your letterbox? Do you know the way it's like kind of
the fucking like novelty. Brushy stuff.
We need to
stop. This is like, if this is true, this is actually like too much.
No, because it's
we're working under the assumption that it's not true, because I don't want to even imagine this being real.
Yeah, so. We're imagining lizard people is fine. The reptilians we're on board with. Maybe a wee bit of cannibalism. But little boy dick decorating is not happening. So.
Okay, stop. Okay.
Untrue.
So.
That we're crossing that one out off the true list. So therefore we're allowed to laugh. We have to laugh, otherwise it's fucking atrocious. Like, it's terrifying.
Okay, so some of these hunting parties are actually said to have been hosted on the grounds of Belgian Queen Beatrix's palace, which is like, she's basically having a house party where they hunt small children.
I mean,
aren't, like, do you want to play kings? Nah, I have little Jimmy Job out the back. Let's go.
Jimmy Job.
I don't know.
Traditional Bulgarian names. Once again,
they're in they're in Dutch. I already said they're in. The Netherlands.
They're in Dutchland.
I nearly fucking said they're in Denmark, and I was like, that's wrong as well. Anyways, so do you remember the William guy that Lizzie mentioned earlier?
The one that said that she took the kids from her, like, or from his school.
Oh yes, yes.
So he's Canadian, right? But he's actually like, he's native. I don't know. Like, he's a native person to Canada. I don't know. Like, he's... I don't know.
Indigenous.
Yes, thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. First Nations is the word I'm looking for. He's a First Nations person. So he...
Right.
Claimed to have witnessed the abduction of 10 fellow residential school children by the Queen of England and her husband in October 1964 at the Catholic school in Kalumps. He, aged 89. At the age of 59, he was in good health, was scheduled to be a primary witness at the opening session of the International Tribunal into Crimes of Church and State on September 12th, 2011 in London, right? Guess who fucking died right before?
I knew this was where it was going.
Yeah.
I just knew. Shocker. What did he die of? Do we have, like,
according to his partner,
May,
William was in stable health and was assigned a new doctor at St. Paul's Hospital this past week. This is a quote of a guy. William was then committed to hospital for tests and his health began to deteriorate immediately. He died suddenly yesterday of a sting, undisclosed cause. And the Vancouver Coroner's Office refuses to comment on William's death. Though I'm not saying he was killed, but William was killed.
Bit
not
sus.
Saying he wasn't either.
That is all entirely sus.
Yeah. William was the sole survivor of a group of three three Indigenous boys who claimed to have witnessed the abduction of 10 children during a royal visit to the Kalumps residential school in mid-October, where both the Queen and Prince Philip were in Canada. And quoting Philip, he said, "They took away those 10 kids and nobody ever saw them again." He said, I'm an interior Salish spirit dancer and I'm 58 years old. I live in Vancouver, Canada, and I'm a survivor of the Kalumps and Mission Indian residential schools. I suffered terrible tortures there at the hands, especially of Brother Murphy, who had killed at least two children. Apparently this Brother Murphy threw a child off a three-story balcony and killed her. But anyways, yeah. He saw him burying kids and everything in the fucking orchard at night time. Not really relevant. I don't know why I have that in there, but it's there. So he said, I was an inmate at the Kalump school. And I noticed when he said I was an inmate at school. Do you know?
Well, yeah, because those schools were a fucking prison.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. You would never say inmate, though. Like, it was just an interesting choice of word, I thought. Like, it just goes to show how bad it fucking was there. And he said, we were visited by the Queen of England and Prince Philip. And he said, I remember it was strange because they came by themselves. No big fanfare or nothing. But I recognised them and the school principal told us it was the Queen and we all got given new clothes and good food for the first time in months the day before she arrived. The day the Queen got to school, I was part of a group of kids that went on a picnic with her and her husband and some of the priests down to a meadow near Dead Man's Creek. I remember it was weird because we all had to bend down and kiss her foot. Like...
Right.
I would be kissing no fucking trotters, let me tell you.
This trotter was in a white lace boot, by the way, if that makes it any better.
Absolutely fucking not. If anything, it's more pretentious.
You can imagine they're immaculate, so at least you know you're not coming up with like a manky mouth.
I mean, yeah, but then also 10 kids before you kissed it. Like, if you're the 10th kid.
Yeah, you're
going to
get mono.
True.
So.
Mono. Is it weird that, like, in Rona times, I'm just like, unsafe, wear the masks?
Sanitize.
So William said, I saw the Queen leave the picnic with 10 children from the school and those kids never returned. We never heard anything more about them and never met them again, even when we were older. They were all from around there, but they all vanished. The group that disappeared was 7 boys and 3 girls in age from 6 to 14 years old. They were all from the smart group in class. 2 of the boys were brothers and... Yeah, he's just basically saying that he kind of knows, doesn't remember most of the names. He said it was also witnessed by my friend George Adolf. He was 11 years old at the time, but he's dead now. So basically, Queen Elizabeth went to this random school in Canada, preyed on like the smart kids for whatever reason, made them kiss her feet, ran away with 10 of them who were never suddenly ever seen again. And also, the fact that, like, there was no fanfare is what creeps me out. They just arrived. Like, there was no...
There wasn't, like, a big show.
There was
show,
no, like, attention
like
drawn
really
to it.
Is.
It was just, like... We're just here now, which is fucking weird.
Yeah. Like, to not even
like,
go with, like, the guards or anything?
Well, probably not, because as well with the fact would have been, with all of the kids being... I'm presuming it's probably, like, a First Nations school. So they wouldn't be taken serious. Even now they're not taken serious.
No, but First Nation aren't Catholic either, though. So why the fuck would they be at a reforms, like a Catholic?
Because they were that happened to them. It's the same as what they did here with like people being put into like English school. Do you know what I mean? That you were.
Yeah, I know, but to have a specific religion attached
they
to it, I don't
because
know.
They
if
wanted
they,
to like erase
it. It's not the same. It's not the same here as it was there, though. It's
it
not
was.
The same
they
here
were there.
As well as
they
there.
Were put into schools like that, like to erase their culture and stuff.
Yeah, no, but my point being is Canada is still under, like, English. There's some fucking connection there.
The
Queen is Protestant,
Commonwealth,
so why would
it?
She go... Yeah, so why would she go visit a Catholic school?
Yeah,
oh,
I
get
feel
you.
Like a prod is not going to eat a Catholic.
She's Church of England, so that's why I don't get the crossover.
Yeah, and I'm also trying
it
to think,
it might be
like,
because...
What year was this supposed to have taken place?
The 70s, or 60s.
The 60s.
64, yeah.
How did she get those 10 children back? Or are we to assume that she hunted them there and then in Canada or ate them there?
I would presume it was there and then.
Apparently it was then and there in Canada. Because if
feel
it was
like
10
kids is a lot.
Freaking shit.
It is a lot, but at
the
same time, you're the Queen of England. They're not really going to disagree with you until it's too late. Do you know?
No, I mean, 10 kids is a lot to eat.
Yeah, but she probably had a team with her.
But he said it was just them.
Just them that went to
the
school, though. Who, like, they would have brought people with them.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But not being put, they might just, like, put it in a freezer bag.
Yeah, true.
Sure, would have defrosted by time.
Or she might have taken, done, like, the whole, like, baths and stuff, do you know, like.
She might have been there for a while, so, do you know, that was their, like, food for the week.
This is true. This is also true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much me done anyways, so that's my end of my notes. And I don't know what I think.
I think it's safe to assume fucking that humdinger tit and that financial advisor, all those lads
are talking massive shit.
Definitely. Mental. Yeah. Like, I feel like Hubie made that off-the-cuff comment and was like, ha ha ha, like, she must eat kids. To Joe, like, as a funny joke or something. Mm. But then somebody was like, no, no, no. I think you're right. This is why. And, like, kind of argued and talked him into thinking that his joke was actually not a joke, but in fact a reality.
Yeah.
And then, there, like, that soldier as well, there was no record of a said soldier ever finding anything, or his name was never given, his regiment was never given, all of that never found. So it was safe to assume this was just someone talking, like, pure brown.
Yeah.
It's just the other stuff that's weird. So, yeah. Like, those kids going missing.
Yeah.
Shit like that. The fact that, like, they did have a penchant for, like, consuming flesh, even though they weren't directly, like, her relations, obviously, apart from, like, good old Vlad. But the others, like, if it's something that as well, that's like, right, the way I'm going to say it is, if it was like a pastime of the country that you're currently ruling, no matter where you came from, I feel like tradition gets passed down.
Yeah. You're bound to want to at least one time partake in the sport of your ancestors.
Yeah. And the fact that good old Vladdy Vlad, do you know what I mean? Like, they might have been like, oh, like, a family secret.
They just have Vlad the Impaler's, like, best blood recipes.
Oh my god, make some cracking scones out of them. They're a substitute for eggs. That's actually a fact.
Blood is a substitute for eggs?
Yeah, do you remember when we couldn't figure out, do you remember when Cuiva did that crazy soap lady and she would have the powdered blood? And yeah, so I looked it up and it actually is a thing. You can make cakes and stuff. It's a substitute
because
for eggs.
Because it's a congealant. Oh my god. It congeals.
Makes all makes sense.
I was just about to say black pudding be more like what I'm thinking of that they're going to use the blood for, because what British person doesn't love a bit of black pudding their breakfast?
On a Sunday fry up. It's definitely, I feel like there's obviously aspects that are so far-fetched. You're like, who is this one? But it's like with any other conspiracy theory, there's something so small and
yes.
Kind of insignificant. Though it's just, it's so odd as well that you're like, there's no way that can't.
There's no
fake.
Smoke without water.
Smoke without fire, you absolute
what the fuck?
Dumb bitch.
I don't know what.
My whole brain just had like a bump, like a Windows error moment, because I was like, did I just hear what I think?
The second I said it, I was like, what the fuck?
Your face, I swear to God, it's like, your eyes were like saucers. They were huge. You're like, ah, fucked up.
But yeah.
You're allowed to miss.
There's no smoke without fire. Like, I'm not saying any of it's true, yes. But I'm also not going to say that none of it's true, because a lot of it sounds like it could be true.
No. Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, continuancy. Continuancy isn't a word. There's a lot of,
continuity.
Yeah, like, as in, it's been going on, apparently, since, like, a couple of hundred years at least. Do you know? They also got a taste for humans with the fucking mummies, and then they were like, you know what would be even better? Live ones.
Yeah, maybe they tasted stale. I don't know, we're not fanning the flames of a conspiracy fire even fucking further, because we're getting ourselves too, like, wrapped up into, like, talking into ourselves into thinking
every time we talk about cannibalism, I'm always like, but aren't we actually supposed to really not taste good?
No, we're meant to taste like septic. Like, we're actually meant to taste dirty because we're full of toxins. Like, if we went around eating each other, we would die from the bacteria, like, in our flesh. So there's no way that it tastes nice.
Yeah, well, I heard that we apparently taste like pork.
Tell me who told you that.
I swear to God, fucking Google it. What do humans?
Are people only drawing that conclusion because we're kind of like the same, not the same as pigs, but like, though our skin and stuff is very close to that.
According
like
to the testimony
skin.
Of people who have actually eaten other people, so the taste of human meat does not reflect its beef-like appearance. So apparently it's probably dark meat. Both serial killers and Polynesian cannibals have described human as being most like pork.
Right.
I mean, just most like pork doesn't mean that it's actually
human flesh
nice.
Falls into the category of red meat with a consistency of beef, but apparently tastes much lighter and more subtle like pork.
I mean, I'm never going to try it, so I don't really care.
No.
I just think
but
it's interesting.
More like, maybe because they're totally down with eating people, it's not a bother to them. So then it's like the whole thing of like, if we, again, like that scenario we were talking about in our cannibal episode was,
yeah,
where if we were kind of stranded and one of us died and the other two had to eat the person who was dead, it would probably taste so vile to eat.
Because, yeah, because again, you know what you're
because
eating.
We're assuming it's me that died. Because yeah, exactly. Because you know what you're eating and it doesn't feel right, so then you automatically think it's disgusting.
Yeah, because if you think of it, remember the horse burger fucking scandal? Everybody was eating horse for ages, knew no different. But if you were to say to me, oh, take a chunk out of that horse, I'd be like, get away from me, that I guarantee you that tastes absolutely sick.
Exactly.
We were all eating burgers and thought it was fucking mince. So, like, I feel like that does, it probably does part of play. Or part of play? Play a part.
Play a part.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely the psychological aspect behind it that probably led the whole thing of, like, humans don't taste nice anyway, because then as well it's, like, deterring people from cannibalism. But again, we said
it tasted fucking delicious. Like, you would have people like, oh, I'm gonna fucking try it. Army Hammer.
Yeah.
It's just... I don't know, like, I'd like, I wonder if, like, we could ever find, like, an actual cannibal and just be like, look.
I mean, if we have any cannibals listening,
like, where we live, just in case.
Hit us up. Interview with a cannibal.
We won't rat you out, we promise.
Yeah, I swear to God, won't say a thing. But,
Yeah. And you do tend to, until Quiva mentioned the tribes, I kind of forgot that there is whole civilizations of people that are completely chill with eating other people.
Yeah, what's that one in? Is it India? They're kind of like on the outskirts because like other people find them mental. But like they eat their dead. And like they have like skull bowls and shit like that. Ooh. And they like drink the blood. Like they, sometimes they don't even eat them like right away. They like leave them for a bit.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they're called. I just know they're in India.
I don't even, like oh God, I'm talking about, but like I wouldn't mind like, okay, I would mind less.
If you say try a bit,
no, I don't mean it. No, what I'm saying is, I feel like if I ever had to, it would want to be like a freshly killed person. I wouldn't want it to be someone who fucking died after like 3 years of being sick.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I feel like if you're ever in that situation, I feel like you don't get a choice. It's not like you can be like,
we're talking hypothetically,
prime rib.
We're talking hypothetically. I'm saying if I ever had the option, like if I ever had for some reason had to choose, I wouldn't want to eat someone who fucking like died of old age or something. I would want it to be like, even if it was an old person, I'd rather it be like they were killed, because I feel like, I don't know. I can't imagine like a person who died of their own accord would taste nice.
Yeah, but then would it ruin it for you more knowing that, like, if it was a young person that died?
I'm just talking about taste. I'm literally not even going into the fucking morality of this situation. I'm just saying.
No, but not even that, because if it did, like, remember how me and Savannah were saying, like, if you knew what you were eating, would it affect the way that you tasted it? So if you knew where it come from, so just say if, like, that was a younger person that was killed for the purpose of you eating it, it might taste a lot more different.
I don't know. I had lamb before that was left too long before it was killed, and this is so grim, sorry to all the vegetarians, but and it tasted so vile. It tasted like an old man. You know the way old men smell bad? That kind of
lamb's rotten anyway, unless it's in a doner kebab, but that's the only way I'll get it on it.
But it just
let's be honest, that's probably not lamb, it's cat.
Yeah. A fucking delicious cat then. But like that, if I knew what it was, I wouldn't eat it.
It's like me with prawns. I absolutely love prawns. But if that prawn has a face, I can't eat it. I literally can't touch it because it's looking at me, and I can't have my food look at me. I need to live in denial. Otherwise, I literally would never eat meat. It's like I could never have, like, you know, full spit roasted fucking pig on a barbecue or whatever.
Oh, it makes me sick.
No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't because I'm looking at the thing. It's not just meat anymore. It's an actual animal. And therefore, the illusion of denial that I live in is burst. So I could probably eat human if I didn't know it was human. If I know it's human, there's not a chance I could put it in my mouth.
How did you circle back to like cannibalism again? As in like not even necessarily like this chat, because obviously it came from the topic, but why did we pick cannibalism again?
That is on ye. I wasn't involved in the decision process here. Because I mean, I chose cannibalism for our episode, and then you chose cannibalism. I assume.
No, Quiva chose cannibalism for this episode, so technically.
Also,
through a few.
I'm scot free.
This was definitely.
Jay-Z being a vampire was also one.
Yeah. And I just want to preface, not even preface, I want to say that I suggested, sent in a few And Lizzie was like, oh my fucking god, we're definitely doing the cannibal vampires.
Because it was the only...
Yeah, ooh, so like, don't say it was me when you're the one.
You're getting 5 minutes out of
don't
that.
Don't say it was me.
Well, I didn't broach the topic in the first place.
Well, this is what I said.
With
I,
a plethora
I,
of
I broached a few. I sent you a good few up.
Quivy, you sent me 5. Stop pretending that you sent me fucking 20 odd. Like, calm your tits.
You said, oh my god, yes, I'm sold. We're doing it.
Yeah, I'm sold as in because you sold it to me because you, like... portrayed it in a way that it was going to be a good topic. So then again, the fault is not on me, the fault is on you, and that's where we're going to go with that, and we're going to leave it.
We are equally to blame.
Can't be arsed. No.
I don't care. So, yep. Moving forward. The point is, so wait, is it a combined thing then, or are we like multiple theories that she could
it's
be?
Basically, it's still a combined theory. Like, mainly that, like, the hunt is for the purpose of sustaining the life force, like, that a vampire or a cannibal would attempt to do.
Or the reptile.
The lizard thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's still eating
people.
It's
more like the motive behind it is different rather than what actually is happening. It's like, why, it's...
Yes.
Like, these are the, this is what is.
So, either way.
This is what's happening, and these are the possible reasons as to why.
What?
Your thing of, like, the blood scones. Have you ever seen the picture of Liz looking at a scone?
Oh my god, yeah! That's what it is.
That just, like, noomed into my brain and I was like, it's all true! It's all fucking true!
We'll have to put that picture up on the Insta. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh,
I'm going to find the picture and I'll put it up on the Insta of her, like, eyeballing those fucking scones like it's the last thing she's ever going to eat.
Definitely, that is the picture that has to go on.
Oh my god, according to the National Archives, the Queen prepared drop scones for the President using a family recipe.
And there we go.
We are once again extending this conspiracy theory with our own and moving it forward with the Queen's blood scones.
If she is a lizard person, I mean, she's doing a really good job of hiding it because she is really cute.
In all fairness, in no way do I appreciate the royal family. I could not give a singular fuck about them. But her as an individual being, I fucking love her.
Yeah, she's just very cute.
Or she's so funny.
She's very cute.
She's so cute. She's so entertaining. Yeah. And her little corgis and her corgi iPhone case.
And I know it sounds so fucking stupid and I know I'm wrong, but she seems like she's really down to earth. I know I'm wrong, but she just seems really chill.
I feel the same though. And so I do genuinely get upset then when everyone's
she's
like,
snobby.
Liz had Diana murdered. And I'm like, twasn't Liz, twas Charles.
It was 100% was Charles, fuck's sake. Come on, like.
Thank you. I don't know why they think it was Liz. And no
I mean,
is, like,
she probably didn't like her.
It was fucking Charles.
Like,
she was going to leave him.
What mother in like, what mother in law does like their daughter in law? Like, not many.
Exactly.
But Diana was fab.
I mean,
it's
but it's normal for the mother-in-law not to really like.
I just think she's adorable. And if it turns out that she is in fact a mass murderer, I'll probably still think she's adorable, but be shocked.
Yeah, she's not one of those people that I'd be like, yeah, I'm not really surprised. Like when they said that about Henry Hammer, I was like, yeah, I could see that. If she said that about her, I think I'd be like, oh shit. I'd be shook, like,
yeah.
Do you know?
Like, shook, but not over, like, because I can see it, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
Show that kind of way. That would actually, this is how 2021 is going to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hashtag cancel the royals.
All the cannibals are getting exposed.
Yeah, we had the pedo ring last year, now it's like the cannibal lizard people hunting ring.
Well, they tried, they were exposed, well, they weren't exposed, but there was a big hullabaloo about Pizzagate and everything recently.
Yeah. So. That's what I'm on about. That was last year.
But that wasn't really a pedo ring. That was
and
like the adrenochrome, like they're eating children thing. Like Hillary Clinton was eating small kids and stuff.
Oh, was that to do with that? I thought that was to do with the pedo ring as well, Pizzagate.
I think it maybe
there
was, like,
was
the kids.
Like,
there are two sides of a coin, basically.
Yeah.
I think we could argue about this back and forth until we're blue in the face. Fuck knows what's really going on behind closed doors, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And we are not here to confirm nor deny anything, because what the fuck do we know?
Well, we know you shouldn't eat people.
Like, even how erratic.
Well, yeah.
Well, obviously. But given how erratic this episode was, we are by no means
a reliable source. Yeah, no.
Exactly.
Not a chance. This is much like our last conspiracy episode. I sit here and I wonder, will this even be possible to release as a full episode on its own? Or is it just the demented ramblings of three Irish women?
Can it be both?
It'll be definitely both.
Hopefully
it's enjoyable demented ramblings. Why lizard people? Why is it like a reptilian race? But like, yeah, reptilians, okay, cool, there's plenty of reptiles, could be dinosaurs for all we fucking know, but lizards specifically is what they say they are. What have you ever seen a lizard do that's threatening?
I mean, they're very useless.
I saw a lizard get eaten by a chicken on TikTok last week.
There we go. A lizard that ran on its back legs and waved its front arms like fucking some sort of demented puppet. Like, none of my lizards were in any way useful.
But maybe they're planted by the lizard people to make us think that they're useless.
Oh, like a weird kind of honeypot.
Yes, exactly.
Think we're cute. Think we're cuddly. Sort of. Scaly. Not really cuddly, but you know what I mean. Yeah. You can pet a lizard.
Of course you could.
And then, much like the machines are going to do once we stop finding Alexa's answers charming, they will rise and they will overthrow us. And then it'll leave the battle of the reptilians and the AI. Movie ideas.
I feel like this is like definitely part of Sharknado like 54. Like, these are the aspects. It's the sharks, the lizards and the fucking AI robots. That's exactly what they're doing.
And then there was actually one secret human that was left alive and he rises up to save everyone. And then, like, I don't know, jips into some woman's frozen egg that was left in a lab and restarts the human race.
There we go.
The end.
TMTM.
Whoever. I'm going to give it to M. Night Shyamalan since he does...
Yeah, he do a great
job on things. So...
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
There you go. Enjoy. You're welcome. And I think before we go into any more demented ramblings, we should probably cut it off about here.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. So, short one this week. We'll be back again with another heavy hitter next week. Fun. It's fun. Horrific. Horrific, but fun at the same time. Because it's different than the usual kind of horrific.
I mean, mine's not. But still is. Mine's going to be disgusting. That's all I'll say. Expect no joy.
I think mine is just demented, really.
So yours going to be a fun one. Mine's going to be like...
Yeah.
Depressed or central. Like, it's not going to be like... It's not going to be fun. I can try poke fun. I'm going to try my very best.
And if it's that dark, it's literally our obligation as a podcast to make it a bit lighter. Because our listeners do not come to us to get sad.
True.
We don't take the piss because we actually find it funny. We take it as a self fucking preservation method.
Yeah.
It is dissociation is what it is.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't real.
And so we hope we can manage to dissociate well next week when Lizzie comes and ruins our fucking lives again. Yeah, it's three individual stories all about the same thing. We will catch you guys next week for that. Nope, that's it. That's all I gotta say. Positive vibes and negative tests, and in the meantime, always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to stance your ankles.
And join our cult. Oh my god, I'm about to get a cough cramp.
Oh no!
Oh my god, no, please stop talking to me.
This is why we don't talk about doing seances. You have been smited.
Oh, shut up. Oh, the bits.
Stand on the leg if you can. That usually works for me.
Oh, I don't want to. Oh, it's going to hurt. Oh, give me a second. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's never fun first.
No, just give me literally, point like 2 seconds. I need to take this off for a second. What
the fuck? Oh. If she thinks this is going into the end of the episode, she is most certainly wrong.
Fucking fat bastard.
No.